This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ. Repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Note that some source material for this program was derived from material at GodQuestions.org. I want to let everyone know about our new Vision for Christ website at Gospel2Africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past programs. Pastor Terry Priestap has written over 50 Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is Gospel2Africa.com, and I will repeat that at the end of the program. It's January, and by now you have had the chance to make a New Year's resolution if you are someone who does this at the start of each year. Some of you have already slipped on your resolution to quit a bad habit or have not yet begun to start a new good habit. The majority of things people resolve to do in a new year are good and worthwhile goals. It is a good thing to eat healthier and exercise more. Giving up smoking and/or drinking is a good idea. Doing a better job of managing finances is a wise move. Spiritually speaking, the most common New Year's resolution are to read the Bible more, go to church more, and/or to be more faithful in sharing the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. These are excellent goals for a Christian to make. But whether the resolution is spiritual or physical, the motives behind the goal are key. Do you want to lose weight for the sake of vanity or to better honor God with your body? Is your motive for quitting smoking and/or quitting drinking because you recognize that it is unwise to allow yourself to be mastered by something, as in 1 Corinthians 6:12? Do you want to manage your money well so that you can give more and be a better steward of the resources God has given you? Or so you can store up treasures for yourself here on earth? Read Matthew 6:19. Are you going to read the Word of God more so that you can hide God's Word in your heart? As it says in Psalm 119:11, to understand and apply and communicate the Word of God better? Why do you want to go to church more? To be seen by others? Matthew 23:5. Or so that you can encourage others and be encouraged by others? 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Do you want to share the gospel out of guilt or out of a passion to obey God's commands? Take a look at Matthew 28 and Acts 1:8. Or is it to reach others with the good news, as it says in 1 Peter 3:15? I have had varying degrees of success at keeping my New Year's resolutions. For me, it worked better when I made a life resolution instead of a New Year's resolution. And also for me, my motivation had to be right for the resolution to have any chance of success. Sure, sometimes I can continue to do something simply out of obedience, but when there is a true biblically based passion behind a resolution, that is when there is lasting power. So, what New Year's resolutions are you going to make for the year 2016? let me strongly suggest, first things first, that you make a firm decision to open your heart and life to the rule and control of Jesus Christ. If you have never repented of your sins and your sinful lifestyle and confessed your faith and belief in the atoning death and resurrection of Christ to take away your sins and to give you eternal life, you should do that immediately. No one knows when death will come, and it is too late to repent and confess to faith in Christ after you've died. Your eternal fate and eternal welfare become fixed and unchangeable at the time of your death. There are no second chances after death. Even if you are a young person and feel that death is a long, long way in the future, you could be wrong. Life is uncertain, and young people can fall prey to war, terrorism, hunger, or disease. None of us is guaranteed tomorrow, or the rest of today for that matter. James chapter 4, verses 13 through 17 says, "Listen, you who say, 'Today or tomorrow we will go to this city and stay a year and make money.' You do not know about tomorrow. What is your life? It is like fog. You see it, and soon it is gone. What you should say is, 'If the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that.' But instead you are proud. You talk loud and big about yourselves, and all such pride is sin. If you know what is right to do, but you do not do it, you sin." Jesus, speaking to the people around him, warned of the uncertain nature of life. That's recorded in Luke chapter 12. "Then he told them a picture story, saying, 'The fields of a rich man gave much grain. The rich man thought to himself, 'What will I do? I have no place to put the grain.' Then he said, 'I know what I will do. I will take down my grain buildings, and I will build a bigger one. I will put all my grain and other things I own into it, and I will say to my soul, "Soul, you have many good things put away in your building. It will be all you need for many years to come. Now rest and eat and drink and have lots of fun.' But God said to him, 'You fool! Tonight your soul will be taken from you. Then who will have all the things you have put away?' Well, it is the same with a man who puts away riches for himself and does not have the riches of God. Today is the best day to turn your life over to Jesus Christ, to become born again, to get saved. In 2 Corinthians 6:2, we read, "For he says, 'I heard you at the acceptable time, and in the day of salvation I helped you.' Look, now is the acceptable time. Look, now is the day of salvation." This is the very best New Year's resolution you can make, and it does not depend on you to maintain it. You surrender to Christ, and he keeps you saved forever. Philippians 1:6 proclaims, "I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." And if new things appeal to you and you are tired of the same old things that have always happened in your life, consider the new life in Christ you receive as a result of being born again. In Revelation 21:5, we have this promise, "Then the one sitting on the throne said, 'See, I am making all things new.' Right, for these words are true and faithful." So I say, friend, turn your life over to the Creator of the universe. No one knows you better than Jesus Christ, and Jesus knows what is best for your life. When Jesus saves you from the worst thing in life, which is an eternity in hell, then you can be sure of a wonderful future in heaven, even though there will be hard times here on earth. Colossians chapter 1 explains, "Christ is as God is. God cannot be seen. Christ lived before anything was made. Christ made everything in the heavens and on the earth. He made everything there is seen and things that are not seen. He made all the powers of heaven. Everything was made by him and for him. Christ was before all things. All things are held together by him. Christ is the head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning of all things. He is the first to be raised from the dead. He is to have first place in everything. God the Father was pleased to have everything made perfect by Christ his Son. Everything in heaven and on earth can come to God because of Christ's death on the cross. The blood of Christ has made peace. At one time you were strangers to God, and your minds were at war with him. Your thoughts and actions were wrong. But Christ has brought you back to God by his death on the cross. In this way, Christ can bring you to God, holy and pure and without blame. You see, there is no alternative to trusting in Christ. No one else offers salvation and a way to heaven that is sure and certain. Hebrews 2:3 asks, "How will we escape if we neglect such a great salvation?" Friend, I'm going to pray for you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people, everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. Vision for Christ is involved in helping to make disciples who will follow Christ daily and then live out their faith through good acts of service to others who live near them. We so enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and it works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past programs. Pastor Terry Priestap has written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life, and that website address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address. Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor. I offer this final bit of encouragement found in the Bible in 1 Corinthians 2:2. "For I decided to be concerned about nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified."